This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and this is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Really excited about this episode, but first, I want to thank everyone who responded when I put up there on Facebook looking for some interviews to do for Radio Doc Dogs because of my time limit. Yes, it's true. It is Saturday, March 12th right now as I'm recording this, because I just don't have the time in the next couple days to get this out when I needed to, and I fell kind of short. So, man, the response was tremendous. Thank you, everyone, so much. There's even a couple of you that I think I wasn't able to get back to yet. I think I looked for you on Messenger, Facebook, or something like that, and you weren't even there. And I want you to know that I'd still like to talk to you, so please feel free to shoot me an email or try to get a hold of me by some other means, and we could set up something, and I can talk with you for Radio Doc Dogs. As a result, I have a number of fantastic episodes coming at you with some great interviews, and in fact, we are going to do a bonus episode. That's right, so right now you're listening to Radio Doc Dogs today on Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday, there is going to be a bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs, and that one is going to focus a lot on dueling dogs for the duelers out there, so you really want to make sure that you pay attention and listen to that. So it is bonus Radio Doc Dogs time of year right here for the Doc Dogs Nation and the Dueling Dogs Nation. A lot of great information that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Great interviews that I have in detail, so you want to make sure that you're keeping up with your Radio Doc Dogs. Don't let your episodes fall too far behind. I know some of you like to collect them, and that's fine. I appreciate that. Listen to them, you know, a week or two later, but some of this information is going to be dated, so try to keep up if you can. It's much appreciated. One of the big things we definitely want to talk to you about as well is a new program launched for Doc Dogs. This is the Doc Dogs Video and Photography Program, and there's going to be some details coming out on this on the Doc Dogs website. Brian King over at Doc Dogs is getting a lot of the T's crossed and I's dotted and putting the final polish on stuff, but basically we're looking for people to send us their best pictures and or videos from the 2016 Doc Dogs season events, and they can win cash. Yes, cash money. I'm talking cash. Yep, we're looking for images and videos related to all aspects of Doc Dog. Not just Doc Dogs, but people cheering, exciting handlers, unique angles and perspectives, silly, happy, funny, and fun. Capture the moment. And that's what it's all about. That's what we want to do. And what's going to happen is one photograph and one video will be selected each quarter of the year as the best video and best photograph. And each will win $100 cash from Doc Dogs. That's cash. You do not have to be a pro photographer. You do not have to be a Doc Dogs member. You don't have to even have competed in the Doc Dogs competition. You just need to capture that perfect moment, and anybody can win $100. We're looking for material not only to showcase your videos and photos and pick a winner each quarter, but also include a lot of this videos and photos into the year-end gala, the Golden Paw Awards that take place at the Doc Dogs World Championships every year. So for 2016, we're giving this a shot here, and I think this is going to be really great to see who wins that $100. Not $100 altogether just for a photo or video, $100 for the best photo and $100 for the best video each quarter. That's right, so it's a total of $200 you could win if you have both. So I'm really excited about this program, but I'm not going to get too deeply into all of the technical stuff and details right now about that. We're going to save that for the bonus episode that's coming up tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned for that if this is something you're even slightly interested in participating in. Okay, let's find out more. What's going on this weekend? It is the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show. That is taking place in Spokane, Washington at the Spokane Interstate Fairgrounds, and that is March 17th through the 20th. So a St. Patrick's Day event going on for the folks out west there. Fantastic. That sounds like a great time. Looking forward to that. Beyond that, I have a fantastic interview for you in this week's, today's episode. Don't forget, there's going to be a bonus episode tomorrow of Radio Doc Dogs. But for today, I am speaking with Adrian Bombard from Glycoflex. And oh my gosh, Adrian, what great stuff is Glycoflex? If you're not using it, check it out, folks. It is so awesome. And she's going to tell you why. And that's everything that's going on right now in the world of Radio Doc Dogs for this episode. So here's my interview with Adrian.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Adrian Bombard from Glycoflex. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you very much. I wanted to speak with you about the new sponsorship program that you've introduced with the Doc Dogs competitors. It sounds awesome. I wanted to learn more about it and tell all the Radio Doc Dogs listeners about it.
Well, I have to tell you, we got an amazing response back from the Doc Dogs teams when it came to our sponsorship program. I took in over 70 applications.
Wow.
Which was humbling, absolutely humbling. And it made my job, which was sorting through them and trying to find the right fit for us, absolutely horrific. I was in a terrible mood for a while because everyone just brings so much to the table at Doc Dogs, and it was amazing to see the amount of participation, the level of excitement that people have, just from the information they shared with us on the application. So it was really a challenging but fun look at Doc Dogs from a different perspective than we usually get to see.
Well, that is very cool. I'm excited for you guys. That's great. What a great response. Well, it doesn't surprise me, the Doc Dogs community, because you know they're all great responders in that matter, and probably every single one of them could be a great representative for GlycoFlex, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm sure you had to narrow it down. And so, how many sponsor teams are there?
We ended up with about 20 teams.
That's great.
So I had my original set of teams, which have stood by me for the last 5 years, and they were really helpful in helping me figure out some of the ins and outs of where clubs were and how they worked. So they gave me some great feedback. And then we ended up taking on, I think, 15 or 16 more teams.
Wow.
And what we did was we looked for different regions. We wanted really representation from as many different clubs as we could possibly get. And then we also looked at different dogs, too. We wanted some small dogs and some big dogs and some traditional jumping dogs and maybe dogs that didn't necessarily, you wouldn't think would be a Doc Dog. So we really tried to open the windows and let as many people in as possible. So that was a fun part of it. And so I've reached out to most of the teams now, and they've all received either unfortunate, I'm so sorry we couldn't take you on, or, you know, please join us and spreading the word about GlycoFlex. So we've had positive response from everyone, and we're getting ready to ship out T-shirts and some swag, and just really looking forward to this whole season and being out on the dock and participating.
Well, that is so cool. That sounds exciting. And yeah, it's you had to cut it down. That had to be a tough job. I don't envy you for that, for sure. But so what is some of the criteria that you already told us a bit about what you're looking for? It sounds like a lot of diversity and everything. So that's fantastic. And I really applaud you for going for that diversity that you mentioned. Just, you know, not just, God, we all love the big jumping dogs and they're so fun to watch every day, but not everybody can have one of those. So it sounds like you reached out, even weren't looking specifically just for those things. So that's pretty cool too. I applaud you on that.
That was really important to us, Jim. We really wanted to have people, because it's about the people. It's about the people and
yes,
how much they love their dogs. And just as much as the dog that is jumping so far and so high, the people that are standing on the sidelines and supporting their friends, that is just as important to us. So that was really a key element when we were looking and talking to people and just listening to them and they shared their stories with us. So we got so much out of it, and we're looking forward to working with everybody that we were able to select.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, so I was leading up to, what is the you know, what are they expected to do for you? I mean, obviously they'll be advertising and promoting GlycoFlex, but are there any certain things that you have planned? You know, are they all going to get together someplace at some time? Maybe the World Championships? Just kind of trying to learn more about the innards of the program that you've put together and what kind of things that they're going to be doing for you while they're also representing Doc Dogs.
So what we really wanted is people who understood kind of what a supplement is, because many people think that supplements can be equated to treats, and they see treats that have, you know, some hip and joint products type things in it, ingredients. And so we really wanted people that would feel comfortable actually talking about our product and helping us get the message out that this isn't, it's not a treat,
right.
It's something that will really significantly assist in the health of the pet. So that's going to be one thing that we are asking our team members to really do is embrace the knowledge. We're going to offer them as much information specifically about GlycoFlex as possible, about how it works, why we chose certain ingredients that are really important to us and why we've used them for so long. But we also wanted people to help us get the message out that VetraScience, which is the company that makes GlycoFlex, offers a whole lifestyle range of products. And that's a really important piece. That's everything from calming products for when we are traveling to shows in the car or dogs are breaking out of crates in the hotel room, stories I'm taking from worlds here. we have great calming products for that. We have great dental products and probiotic products. So we just want to let people know that, A, there's supplements out there that are for pets, B, that they can be very, very effective and very safe, and that you can get them from us or you can get them from these teams. We're going to really make it as easy as possible for our ambassador teams to help people get products if necessary and to talk to them about the health issues that their pets may be having and how we may be able to help.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. That sounds perfect. A perfect combination for you guys and the Doc Dogs family. That's wonderful. I like that.
I think it's going to be great. And then I did get some fancy t-shirts made, which I'm very excited about. They're bright orange, which everyone was excited about the color. So those are going to go out and we're going to have some other swag items, and all of our teams are going to have samples, too, that people can try so they can at least try the GlycoFlex, and we're going to send them out samples of our Composure product because that's some feedback that we've received from the teams that I've worked with previously is people love samples, so we're going to keep making samples available so that they can share them with everybody, and then we are hoping to do maybe a couple of fun things with our teams over the course of the year. We definitely want to do like a big dinner get together at Worlds, so that's on me to plan. And then we are having an event that we are kind of co-sponsoring with Green Mountain Doc Dogs, which is our state team here,
right?
Our state club, and that's going to be in June here in Barrie, Vermont. And we're really excited about that, and we're hoping as many people as possible will come out and check out Vermont because we have so much to offer beyond just supplements.
Well, yes, that is so cool and a beautiful area of the country. I've been up there, and it is wonderful. So that, man, that is, you guys got it going on. I love it. I really love it.
Well, let me tell you, they gave me some room to play this year, so I'm enjoying my opportunities to really get us as involved as possible because we just love everything about Doc Dogs. We love, you know, the people. We love the sportsmanship. Sarah, my boss, she is all about the dueling dogs now, so we're excited that our rig is going to be doing some dueling dogs, so we're looking forward to this season a lot.
That's cool. That is awesome. Now, you have a couple dogs yourself, right? Tell us about your dog family.
I do. I have two husky dogs.
Cool.
So they keep me. They're cold weather dogs, so they're happy here in Vermont. One is a female. She is 12 years old. Her name is Hadley. And then I have a male. He's a white Siberian. And his name is Achilles, and he is my Achilles heel sometimes. but I love him unconditionally, and he is 10 years old. He just turned 10 years old. So they're on the older side. They're definitely not water dogs at all. So I don't see myself taking them to get them to jump, but they do keep me pretty busy. We do a lot of hiking and walks and more walks, really.
Well, that's cool, and that's great to hear. I mean, they're not all water dogs, and they don't have to be. That's for sure. Not to enjoy life with you know, good owners and a good family. That's wonderful. How did you get into huskies?
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
How did you get into Huskies?
You know, I got into Huskies totally by accident. I saw a dog online when I was looking for a dog. I knew that I wanted something a little bit different, and I wanted a dog that was going to want to be outside in the wintertime, so I was looking more at northern breeds. And I happened to see that these dogs were coming up from the south into one of our rescue centers, and I kind of fell in love with this dog while I was looking at her online. And by the time we got to the rescue center, when they left the dogs available for adoption, all the other dogs had been adopted already. And this was 1 hour, 1 hour into
wow.
it.
Wow.
And my dog is the only one that was left. And it's like she was there waiting for me.
Like it was meant
to
be.
Badly.
Yeah, meant to be. That's perfect. I love that.
Yep, meant to be. And then I found my Siberian Husky on New Year's Eve. I had taken Hadley, my first dog, to the dog park to get her energy out so that I could go out and have a good time. And as I was in full snow gear, even with goggles because it was a blizzardy day, this big white dog came over and started pouncing all over the place and playing with Hadley and playing with me. And I looked around and I noticed there was only one other person there, and she was there with six dogs. And it turns out she was there. She had just picked up these dogs. She was a rescue organizer. And I ended up talking to her. And a week later, I went and picked up the Achilles.
Wow, that's like a meant to be as well. That's
right. I feel like my dogs picked me, and I've just been blessed with them ever since.
Absolutely. How cool is that? Well, that's fantastic. Now, did you grow up with dogs as a kid, or how did you get into the dog thing? How did you get it hooked up with Vetroscience and everything like that? Was it all kind of planned, or what was it doing?
Well, when I grew up without pets for a very long time, until I was about 16 or 17. And we decided, my father, my sister, and I, that my mom needed a dog for their 25th wedding anniversary. So we bought her a corgi because she grew up with corgis.
Okay.
And so I lived with her corgi and then another corgi subsequently afterwards. And that was my experience with dogs. So my experience was with this dog that would herd my car and bark all the time, but was so lovable and just loved to cuddle with you too. And he loved my mom, just adored her. And that was it. And I just decided I need to have one too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Kind of like my story. We took in some strays here and there, and we had them for a short time. Cats too. And yeah. I loved them all as a kid, but it wasn't my choice to keep them or not. And I mean, so we didn't have much. So when I grew up and moved out, and I said I wanted to have a dog. In fact, she's not here, so she'll hear this at some point. But that was me and my wife's very first big fight, I think, because she wasn't sure about all that. I'm 100% sure she's completely 100% turned around by now, almost 25 years. But yeah, I was just kind of like stomping my fist, like, darn it, I didn't get to have a dog when I was a kid, and I'm having one now. This is my house. And that's how it went. So
my husband and I discuss it often. He is a firm believer that there cannot be more dogs than people. So we're going to stick with just two for now. And he gets to pick, you know, should the unforeseen happen eventually, which it will with our dogs, he'll get to pick what we go for the next dog. That's what we've decided to work out. But we're dog people. We love that. I love the hair. I don't care if it's on me. It just is part of my life now.
Yep. That's dog people. So has he hinted as to what breed he might like, and when it's his choice, or you think he'd stick with Huskies?
Well, my husband was brought up with a King Charles Cavalier.
Okay.
Which he adored.
Yeah, cute dog.
So he often notices those at the dog shows, and if any time we're driving by and he sees one, it's like a squirrel to a dog, he goes, oh, look. So he does love those, but he's also a big fan of the Bernese.
Yes.
So we may end up with that. So either way, we're going to have more hair.
Well, and definitely there's a bit of a conflict in, or change in size there. So one versus
exactly.
The other. You'll have to get, you know, right now you're kind of in between those.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, that is fantastic.
I hope we have a long time before we make that decision, though.
Oh, yeah. I hope so, too. I hope we all do. It's and, you know, with these products that GlycoFlex has, I've noticed that, you know, my dogs have been taking some of it, some of the supplements we've actually gotten from you. And, you know, I've noticed their mobility and things like that. I had dogs prior, and we, you know, we were younger and less educated and just didn't get into all that kind of stuff. Now I'm sure it's a combination of all those things, but, you know, stuff like the GlycoFlex product and everything like that, that's a contributor to the way I feel my dogs at their age. The one turned 10, and she's way more mobile than I remember any of my previous 10-year-old dogs ever being.
I think that, you know, there's been a lot going on in the animal health industry for really the last 20 years. It's skyrocketed. And what they're doing is they've taken all of these advancements that they have recognized in humans, and they've kind of translated over. And yeah, we're seeing really significant quality of life improvements, which is so important. And we just came out with this amazing new product for chronic diarrhea that's in our VetraScience Pro line. So it's through veterinarians only. And it's called Intero Health Pro. And this is just an amazing product for gut health and really handling chronic diarrhea, which, you know, can be so hard to manage and
yes,
so frustrating to manage.
Yes.
And it's just, we're getting great feedback on it. We're really excited about every new product that we release because we spend so much time researching and really following up, and just everyone is so invested in the health of the pets now that it translates in every product that we make. So I hope that it translates into every consumer seeing significant results.
Well, that's great to hear that there is a product out there from VetraScience, something like that. It, you know, as my experience with older dogs, that can become an issue. And it you know, it's just like taking care of an older person or even a child at times. You know, you just have your days where it's like, wow, I just, you know, this is one too many things that I wish I didn't have to deal with today. Now I got a dog that, you know, is elder and love them to death. And, you know, they've still got some time, but they're having some issues. So it's nice to know there's something like that available if I run into that in the future, for sure.
It really is. We've really worked hard to work on quality of life products, and I think that's coming to fruition in the new products that we've been releasing. So we're excited about it, and we're excited for every extra day we get with our pets, really. We're all just big smush faces here when it comes to how much we adore our pets, and I think it translates. I think people really see that when they see our products and they hear us talk about our products, so it's important to us.
Yeah, I'm sure we all strive, and no one would disagree, that the ultimate goal would hopefully be to get those furry friends to last as long as we do as humans, because that would be just heaven on earth, right?
Absolutely.
I know one of the other products from VetraScience, I think you had mentioned a few weeks back when I was commenting on social media about how my dog's gas was destroying the atmosphere, and... I think you guys have something for that too, a supplement, don't you?
We do. We have a great probiotic for that. And I can personally attest to the fact that that really helps. It really helps. My boy Achilles, woo, he could clear a room. And now he gets that every day. And he doesn't anymore. He does not clear the room anymore.
as soon as we're done talking here, I am logging on, checking it out, and I'm going to have to get me some. That's for sure, because there are times
it's
where
really
it's like,
amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really amazing. You know, these products that people take for themselves, and they know that how they work in themselves, but they can work for pets too. And oh my goodness, it's saved my nose.
Well, speaking of logging online, I know that VetraScience and GlycoFlex have a social media following and a number of different ways they can be contacted. What's the website? How about Facebook? What else are you on?
Okay, let me give you the whole spiel. So we launched a new glycoflex.com website that I encourage people to take a look at. It talks about, there's a couple of videos on there, talks about why we use specific ingredients. It's a great, very informative website for people if they want to know more about GlycoFlex specifically.
Cool.
We also are on social media, and we're on social media mostly under our VetraScience brand name. So you can find us on Facebook under VetraScience. You can find us on Twitter at VetraScience is our Twitter handle. Same thing for Instagram. You'll usually see mostly pictures of my dogs on that because I manage that account.
Okay.
so you'll see a lot of husky stuff on that Instagram. And then the VetraScience.com website is also a great resource for any questions people might have about any of these issues that are coming up with their pets. If they're thinking that they don't want to chase their dog around or their cat, especially with a toothbrush, the Perio support powder. You can learn about that on VetraScience.com, and it's a great product, and it's a great website for getting a lot of very detailed information that you might not get if you just look on Chewy.com or Amazon.
Okay. Cool. Well, that is fantastic. We really appreciate all this information. Looking forward to seeing the sponsorship program take off for Doc Dogs and GlycoFlex this year. And I really appreciate you taking some time to fill us in and talk all about it.
It's always fun. It's always fun to chat with you, Jim. It's always fun to chat with anyone in the Doc Dogs community. I feel like I've made so many friends just in the last couple of years that I've been able to really participate, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to Worlds.
Cool. We're looking forward to seeing you guys there. You put on a great party last year, too, so everybody wants to see that repeat as well. All right. Well, thank you very much, Adrian. You have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Oh, I love talking with Adrian. She's so energetic and has so much great information. That was awesome. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. I hope you're going to check out more GlycoFlex products. They are a fantastic sponsor of the sport we love here, Doc Dogs. And, they could really use your support as well if you're not already doing it. And if you are, I'm sure Adrian thanks you so much. I thank you. Doc Dogs thanks you. And continue, please, and pass the word. What fantastic products from VetraScience and GlycoFlex. Don't forget, there will be a bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs tomorrow, Thursday, right? Kind of weird. Bonus episode. 2 in 1 week. Oh my gosh, we just love listening to Jim Z. I can't believe there's going to be 2 in 1 week. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Hey, whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you have a great time. Maybe you're out at Spokane at the event out there. I hope you jump big, have fun, be safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.